News. I'm Sherry Preston. The Justice Department putting rules in place to close what's often referred to as the gun show loophole.
If you sell guns predominantly to earn a profit, you must be licensed and you must conduct background checks.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says that includes both at gun shows and online. Severe weather has moved into Florida and Georgia, leaving wind and water damage behind in Mississippi and Louisiana, including in Slidell outside New Orleans. Mayor Greg Cromer talking about one particularly hard-hit apartment complex.
We're talking with the governor's office, with GOSEP, about any kind of housing assistance, vouchers, things of that nature to help these folks.
National Weather Service sending teams to confirm if it was a tornado that touched down there. No one was killed. The one person in Mississippi did die. No charges for Los Angeles Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani, but his interpreter is looking at illegal betting charges and is being investigated by the IRS and Department of Homeland Security. This is ABC News. We get another look at the economy this morning with a release of the producer price index. That's tracking inflation at the wholesale level. Yesterday, we found it out at the consumer level. Hundreds of millions of dollars in federal grants being unveiled today to help build our infrastructure.
America's aging bridges, roads, ports and rails are taking a beating by extreme weather. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says by scorching temperatures and flooding to severe winds. The Biden administration now earmarking $830 million in grant money from the bipartisan infrastructure law to make improvements to help battle climate change. 37 states, along with D.C. and the Virgin Islands, get funding to use for planning and improvement resilience projects, along with community evacuation routes and shoring up at-risk coastal infrastructure. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
And you may not have to raise your voice as much to get your order across at Starbucks soon. The company says it's renovating stores to try to cut down on the noise, including using different materials in Starbucks ceilings. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Communities around Wisconsin have more than doubled their property tax revaluation since 2020. Forward Analytics says local governments want to make sure property owners aren't underpaying their share in taxes if the market value on their homes is soaring while their assessed value stays flat. New worker safety regulations may have unintended consequences. The federal government now requires long-haul truckers to log their hours on wireless devices, but that could expose millions of trucks to hackers.
Those systems that never used to be connected to the internet or have any like wireless connections, they are becoming more and more connected, and that can introduce vulnerabilities.
Jake Jepson is the co-author of a study that shows how hackers can manipulate trucks remotely. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks beat the Magic. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks will be without Giannis Antetokounmpo for the remainder of the regular season due to that calf muscle injury, but that didn't stop them last night from beating the Orlando Magic.
It was great. We had a lot of energy, active hands. We really clogged the paint up, but I just liked how we played together defensively.
Doc Rivers, the Bucks went on to beat Orlando 117-99. Baseball, despite a steady rain in Cincinnati, the Brewers beat the Reds again, this time 7-2. Wade Miley, back from a sore shoulder, did fine through four innings. The NFL selected the Packers to play the Eagles in Brazil, Week one in September, I asked Mark Murphy if he's ever been to Brazil.
I have not, but we sent, about a week ago, we sent seven people down. The league sent people from Philadelphia, Cleveland, and Green Bay because they hadn't made a decision yet. So, yeah, got a lot of feedback. Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
As Packers president Mark Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers, maybe even an isolated thunderstorm by later this afternoon. We may get a couple tenths to a quarter inch or more of rain here today into tonight. Our high today, 60. Tonight, showers, 44. Tomorrow, clearing but windy with a high of 58. We'll get to the 70s by this weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
State Street or hanging out on the lakes. Thanks for listening. This is Man Radio 92.7 WMDX.
John and Goldie on the radio. 92.7 is the place to go. It's John and Goldie. John and Goldie. John and Goldie. John and Goldie.
I saw that, Sam.
What happened?
Sam's listening to the song, and when he gets into the coffee bar, he lifts up his coffee cup and spilled it on his console. And he didn't think anybody saw it.
Yeah, well,
he didn't hit any important buttons over there, I hope.
No, it just hit the planning dock. Thankfully, I didn't spill it on the console.
Okay, oh, good. No, not the planning dock.
We've got plenty of coffee this morning, right?
Mad Radio WMDX, 92.7 FM. Yeah, you know, where are people with the coffee?
I don't know. Where's our coffee guy?
We never had a coffee guy.
I know we kicked him out.
Who wants coffee?
Okay.
I just made a fresh pot of coffee.
Yes,
anybody want coffee?
All right.
Who wants coffee?
Coffee. All right. What's going on?
Does anybody else try that?
What?
I mean, you know, yeah.
That?
Because we both, you know, try to imitate.
And that's from Twin Peaks?
Twin Peaks, yeah.
Yeah, what a great show.
Would you like some coffee?
Great stuff.
Okay.
All right, let's get to something a whole hell of a lot more serious here. Biden started a huge price reduction on insulin and inhalers for private insurers. Because in the Inflation Reduction Act, he reduced the prices for seniors on Medicare and Medicaid.
Yeah.
All right. But get this. This is absolutely true. The Republicans blocked the private sector price reductions. They didn't want to see inhalers or insulin brought down to a level where people could afford them monthly. They blocked that. They allowed it for at least Medicaid and Medicare. So prices are $35. They're capped at that for inhalers and insulin per month for seniors. But unfortunately, that's not true in the private sector. That recent tweak, by the way, that he did put in place prompted the private sector, by the way, to lower their inhaler prices to $35 a month, which is fantastic, isn't it? I mean, see, if government didn't do that, it wouldn't have made the private sector do that.
Okay.
And they got the hint, and they decided to be good about it and charge just $35 per month. But in Poinette, that change came 3 months too late for 22-year-old Cole. Back in the middle of January, I saw this on a local television station. Let's play cut 56.
Are we looking for 57? Are they? I believe they're misnumbered again.
No, are they really?
Yes.
This is the inhaler story?
Yes.
Let's go with it.
Okay.
Eric and Charlotte, it should be simple. Your doctor writes you a prescription, you take it to the pharmacy, and pay a copay depending on your health insurance to get the medication. But this mother and father discovered there's many business decisions in between that they say are costing lives, like their sons.
But on January 15th, 2024, he was texting his dad saying he had trouble breathing.
You could tell he was having an asthma attack.
Cole lived with asthma most of his life, but this attack became more serious, so his roommate drove him to the emergency room.
Later to learn, he died in the car on the way there. His friend got him there still very quick, and they were able to resuscitate him at the hospital.
Cole went into cardiac arrest, and he suffered brain damage from the lack of oxygen. His family arrived to find him on life support.
There was no hope for any type of recovery. So then we had to start having the worst discussions you could ever imagine as a parent.
Cole could always manage his asthma with his rescue inhaler and Advair, a daily steroid which was always around $5. But days before his death, when he tried to refill his Advair prescription at a Walgreens in Appleton, he was told it now cost $539, almost 1 month's rent.
He couldn't get it and left with just that rescue inhaler. That was January 10th, and by January 15th, he was texting Bill.
Bill and Shannon learned the pharmacy benefit manager, or PBM for Cole's insurance, Optum Rx, moved Advair to a different tier in his plan. Bill also has asthma and takes Advair. The same thing happened to him later, but his independent pharmacist in DeForest took time to call Optum Rx to make it work.
It's all down to the bottom dollar and a lot of stuff, and it's costing lives. Mm-hmm. It really is. It really is. It's affecting lives. And it's costing lives.
Like Cole, you may only discover the price went up once you're at the pharmacy and then have to enter into the PBM step process to find a cheaper option that's often a different dosage or medication.
All the barriers that they're putting up just to get a medicine that he's been on for years that helps him breathe.
We are making it our mission to get the PBM reform done with the Cole Schmitnick PBM reform bill.
Most days, it's a motivator.
Other days, it's really hard. Oh,
unbelievable.
Yep. That's just the kind of system we have right now.
Yeah.
We should have universal health care system in this country. People are afraid of it. There's nothing to be afraid of. It's something that you don't ever have to worry about again. And here we have a situation where he couldn't get the inhaler he needed because it cost from, what, $5 to $539. Just it's mind-boggling that something like this can happen in this country, and we're letting it happen over and over again. And this is in the private sector. This is before, by the way, the private sector decided to make the changes and only charge a cap of $35 for these inhalers. Mm-hmm. Had this been like 3.5 months earlier, this would not have happened.
Right.
And remember also that the Republicans, this was in the Inflation Reduction Act, they blocked the private sector from having this cap of $35. And here is Representative Brian Stiles' criticism of that bill. He said it's a new reckless spending. All right. Think of Cole in this, if you can. Reckless spending, a tax increase, and an investment in pet projects. Tom Tiffany called it a tax and spending bonanza. And Mike Gallagher accused Democrats of trying to gaslight the American people into believing that the purpose of this bill is to reduce inflation. And then this is like a capper here. Crazy Louisiana Senator John Kennedy and Josh Hawley of Missouri, they supported this bill. They supported the private sector capping it. But our guys, the people from Wisconsin, our representatives decided to block it. And we lost Cole because of it. Again, Republicans stripped out that provision to cap insulin and inhalers to $35 in the private sector.
I just can't understand how this happens. You know, how can they be so cold and heartless to take away these things that seem like, I mean, I know so many people that have asthma or use inhalers and, or insulin. I mean, these things are... there are millions of Americans that could lose their health insurance or lose these kind of things. One estimate, I saw an ad recently, I wrote a bunch of this down, 45 million Americans could lose their health insurance overall. If the Republicans get it.
The Affordable Care Act, if they get rid of that, that's what will happen. 45 million people could lose their health care.
And lose pre-existing conditions, you know, health care, diabetes, asthma, Medicaid can be affected. Young people's family insurance, cancer screening, birth control, annual checkups, all these things could go away or be reduced, you know, cost way more than they cost now. And it's just, it's incredible. Let's go to the phones here.
All right. We've got Mark on the line. Mark?
Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Yeah, I have to go for, you know, the quarterly, you know, cancer screenings, get scans done, and then the medications that I take that, unfortunately, with I have good insurance, I'm on Medicare now, and that I don't have that expensive insurance. But these guys, it just failure to fund one of the, you know, promoting the general welfare on the part of the Republicans. I mean, it's just like for the voting you were talking about before. It's like they're violating the Constitution by failure to fund this stuff. I mean, it is just... It's maddening and saddening at the same time, because I either should call them back into session here in Wisconsin on the voting you're talking about funding for that and make them fund it. I mean, that they just decided to get away with it. And maybe these people, if they need extra money, just give it to the general fund, and then the communities can just reallocate it to where they need to spend it. I mean, that if communities are that desperate for money.
I know that there are some Republicans were also trying to sue, go to the Supreme Court, in order to get rid of screenings for prevention. In other words, your blood tests, yes, they want to get rid of that because there are a few people complaining that they don't want their insurance premiums to pay for other people's screenings, if you can believe this, and they thought this was a good case to take to the Supreme Court. So they want to get rid of all kinds of screenings, all yearly checkups to make sure that you're healthy. This is prevention checkups that they want to get rid of and stop.
But you're healthy until you're not. I mean, my cancer was a complete surprise to me, because I don't smoke. I, you know, rarely drink, and that, and who knows where it came from. But I mean, that's the kind of thing that saves people's lives, is early screening to detect this stuff.
Exactly.
I mean, it is just, I'm just.
I know. It's frustrating.
Right now.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, Mark. I think it's a lot of reckless spending, don't you? You know, when you think about it, that is always their excuse. It expands government. It's reckless spending. This is always reckless spending when it's on the American people, right? Mm-hmm. They can spend all the money. They can take all the money they want out of our general fund, all of our revenue sources. They can take all that money out and then pay it out as a tax cut to the wealthy who pay all the taxes. Okay, but they don't want to spend money on the regular people, the American public, with programs that prevent, you know, healthcare problems.
Standard healthcare. Yeah.
I think the story for this young man that died needs to really be put out there, and as well as the responses from the Republican delegation here in Wisconsin, and hang that around their necks like a millstone, and maybe drop them in the middle of Lake Superior.
Absolutely. Brian Stile is up for a like. This should be brought up. I mean, his comment and what happened to Cole is outrageous.
Mark, thank you for
your heartless.
Appreciate it.
We appreciate your call. You know, another part of this we haven't touched on is a lot of rural hospitals are having trouble finding health care workers. They're downsizing. They're not, you know, the doctors from the city, from Madison, are not going up to, you know, rural hospitals, going out as much. I mean, the health care system is really in trouble, and some of these rural locations are closing down clinics.
Those rural communities were begging the Republicans to do something to save their hospitals and clinics. And they left for a vacation for the rest of the year.
7:19 coming up next on the John and Gordy Show. Right around the corner, Hovde, oh boy, trashing student loan forgiveness.
He's out there again.
Yep.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned. Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. John and Gordy.
Yeah.
And we are reading some texts that came in. We have one that we were talking about. Who was it, Klingenstein?
Second last hour, Klingenstein.
Yeah, and his comments. And
he wrote this incredible piece of propaganda supporting Trump. And the response is, oh, my God, I just puked. Sounded exactly like Nazi propaganda speech. Yeah. Never question the Führer. Someone should tell me, Klingenstein, that he has an old German Jewish name. He's canceling himself. That's from Tom in Milwaukee. Thanks, okay. Tom. Appreciate right. that. We can we just do you have that up yet? Can you just
which one?
The Klingenstein,
the Klingenstein thing?
Yeah, what part of it do you want to hear
just
again?
Just bring it up. You know,
yeah,
just,
any part of it. It's all awful.
just to get kind
jump
of
jump in anywhere.
Get the,
it's
get
just...
the flavor of it again here.
Yeah.
Time for Republicans, including those who doubt him or even can't stand him,
get behind
to
him.
Get behind him.
Yeah, sure.
The times demand it.
Oh.
We are in a war fighting an enemy of revolutionaries that kick and spit on America.
It's the other party.
I call our enemy the woke regime or the group quota regime.
The left.
This war is a contest between those who love America and those who hate it.
Yes.
Okay.
I know
we
you are, but what am I?
You know? Commander-in-Chief,
my God, it's just, you know,
is a real sure. conservative. Whether he is a role model for
it,
children.
It would be funny if it wasn't
or
just so sad
lots
and
of
twisted
silly
and
things.
Sick.
I,
or whether
I,
he
it's
is
just
modest
I know.
Or dignified.
Obviously, he's not a role model for children because of the things he says, right? I mean, he's trying to, like, discount it. It's no big deal. He's not a role model. We get that.
Yeah,
but, you know,
he says funny things. He
get
says
behind
weird
him.
Stuff.
Get behind him anyway.
Yeah.
Truly an amazing thing.
What a...
Whew. All right, cut 53. Do I have this numbered correctly?
Well,
somebody
it's anybody's
help me, please.
This is Eric Hovde.
Why do you
now,
have
right?
so many trouble? So much trouble with numbers. It seems like a pretty basic skill.
John dropped out of school.
You would think, you know. There's something wrong. You know, I'll double check this stuff next time. Sure. Okay. Anyway, Eric Hovde is out there, and this is
he doesn't like student loan forgiveness.
Oh, he doesn't.
No, he said,
horrible. Let's talk about Biden Baldwin vote buying scheme. Which was announced in Madison today, and the Coffee Bean basically had said this: "Hey, Wisconsin taxpayers, they bailed out Chrysler twice. In 1989, we bailed out savings and loans. There was the 2001 airline bailout. In 2008, the banks were bailed out. Eric Hovde draws the line at students getting bailed out. Maybe they should incorporate." And then get the bailout money, right?
Sure.
All right. Well, anyway, and don't forget, Hovde was his $2 million loans were forgiven. All right. So let's check out what Hovde said here in this clip.
The greatest amount of student debt are those that went on to get doctorate degrees in law or medicine that get the benefit of high income being a doctor or attorney the rest of their life. So—
okay, now this is a really good point. I brought this up a while back about healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
We can bring down the cost of healthcare if we go to a single-payer system.
Yes.
By paying for the education of our doctors and nurses. If we paid for that, they wouldn't have these massive bills to get their education. Right. They wouldn't have to charge these huge fees in order to pay off their student loan bills. And so, again, the fees would be much, much lower for doctors and the nurses taking care of us. And it would bring down the cost of health care. But he doesn't get that. Hovde doesn't understand that. He thinks, well, this is just the natural way things are. You know, they have to pay off their loan fees because they're so high. Mm-hmm. Well, it doesn't have to be like that if we just paid for that. This is an essential service. This is public health.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're talking about here. Okay, let's continue.
So why is it fair that everybody should be picking up the tab for them that will benefit from those high incomes the rest of their lives? It is patently unfair. It is pure politics, vote buying, what President Biden and Tammy Baldwin are engaging in, and it is wrong. And you know, the only thing that will benefit are the universities that have already risen their costs tremendously. Look, I love the University of Wisconsin, but when I went here in 86, it was very reasonable for anybody to go to this university. But you look at the price of higher education, it's gone up 1,200.
Okay, let's get to the basics here.
Mm-hmm.
The Republicans have starved the UW for decades, right? And they've had to raise tuition prices.
Mm-hmm.
And it hurts students, and they have high tuition bills because of it, because the university was underfunded by the state government, who kept on cutting and cutting and penalizing and punishing the university. They punished the university for closing down classes when Obama appeared on campus. They punished him for that. They wanted the classes to continue, even though the president was there outside their classrooms, mm-hmm. and security was incredibly high.
Yes.
But they punished him anyway. They find reasons to punish the UW every time the budget comes around. So that's what's that. Let's continue with Hufty's comment.
1,200% since 1980. The two highest rates of inflation in our economy are in healthcare and higher education. And why? Because they've had ever-increasing government involvement. So it's wrong what they're doing, and nobody should support their actions.
No, that's he is so divorced from reality. It's you know, you can see that he is in this billionaire bubble.
Yeah, he's a money guy.
Right.
Yeah.
So he doesn't get it. He doesn't understand how these things got so far out of hand. It's because they haven't been managed well by government and by officials who have control over these issues.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, that's exactly right.
You try to make sense out of this, and it's you listen to Hovde. It's just it's a weird, unusual world view that he has.
Well, and he's trying to tie everything in with Tammy Baldwin, of course, because that's who he's running against. So he's blaming Biden and Tammy Baldwin. But a lot of Republicans really like Tammy Baldwin.
They do.
A lot of conservatives really like Tammy Baldwin. She's done a lot for the state over the years.
She supported the Inflation Reduction Act.
Right.
Which brought down insulin and inhaler prices.
Yes. So,
right?
Yeah. So, Hovde's got a long way to go, but, we got to keep an eye on him. He's got a lot of money to spend.
Yeah, like I say, he's a stand-up comedian. He says all these really funny things that are sad but funny, and we just have to stay on top of this. I don't know how this guy is able to run this campaign, challenging Tammy Baldwin to a dunk in the lake. Seriously, this is just, they have nothing to run on. The fact that Republicans don't have anything to run on, they do these gimmicky things. They talk about situations that are long gone and been debated for years and years.
Well,
they starve the universities, they starve health care, complain about it.
Mm-hmm. All right. 7:29.
I said my piece. That's it. I'm out of here.
No, we got another.
Oh yes,
we got a little while to go here. Coming up, lost money at the Pentagon. That's a real problem.
It is. This is a fantastic story, by the way.
The John and Gordy Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for matinee on air.
When you try Grandpa's barbecue, will it be sweet? No. Fiery hot, fruity, or honey flavored? We think not. Instead, Grandpa's barbecue is the true original flavor of barbecue, without the hype, the additives, or the hoopla, because this is a family recipe that's handed down by Grandpa himself. Grandpa's Barbecue, available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
We may have rain in the forecast today, but there's strong winds on the way beginning tonight. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and fiber news on a Thursday. And if you're someone that owns a lot of machine sheds, barns, or outbuildings, you better prepare for that wind, or maybe more importantly, what happens after the wind. Details coming up.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau helps our organization advocate for agriculture by putting us at the table with the right individuals. I've heard a lot of times that if you're not at the table, you're on the menu when it comes to ag policy. We need people to help us make the right connections, get in front of the right people and policymakers that are affecting decisions that impact agriculture.
WFBF.com.
You should look them up.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture. Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Some of the spring weather that we're going to be witnessing in Wisconsin is going to cause damage to our barns and outbuildings. Thinking safety first is key. That's according to Jeremy Fairbanks. He's a service manager at Morton Buildings, and he says he encourages farms to inspect their property for damage, but think safety first.
If the damage is too severe, do not enter the building. Don't climb on the roof. Consult a professional. If there's any doubt, don't get around the building. Walk around the buildings to assess the damage. Documentation is key. You want to make sure that you can differentiate from one storm to the next storm. So taking good pictures is a great practice. Look first to serious structural damage that might make the building vulnerable. Then next, go to leaks. Look for anything that may damage what's stored inside. And finally, look for cosmetic issues.
Jeremy Fairbanks, he's a service manager with Morton Buildings. He also reminds folks, as soon as you've witnessed storm damage, not only documenting it, but also talking to your insurance agent so that they can witness what you're seeing as well. Hopefully, we don't have to worry about that.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual is the number one farm insurer in Wisconsin for a good reason. As a company founded by farmers, they understand the ag industry and its challenges. Local agents offer farm families the best advice and personalized coverage. Visit ruralmutual.com to find an agent near you.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
And an interesting new study is out, conducted in part by the Marshfield Clinic Health System, shows that dairy farmers might be a little healthier than the rest of us because they're around cows. New research shows that microscopic organisms they found in the nasal channels of farmers, similar to the nasal channels of the cows that they're working with, and showed that it might lead to greater protection against illnesses like allergic rhinitis, asthma, eczema, and diarrheal diseases. That's according to the Marshfield Clinic Research Institute. More up now at MidwestFarmReport.com. There's a quick look at food news on a Thursday. I'm Pam Yonke.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers, maybe even an isolated thunderstorm by later this afternoon. We may get a couple tenths to a quarter inch or more of rain here today into tonight. Our high today, 60. Tonight, showers, 44 tomorrow. Clearing but windy with a high of 58. We'll get to the 70s by this weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
Do you know what this means?
Wouldn't you like to know, weather boy?
You're pretty high and far out, aren't you? What kind of kick are you on, son?
No good bastard. Your show sucks.
What made me think this was a good day to stop drinking?
Buddy, you want coffee?
Coffee.
Black coffee.
Coffee.
They warned us about people like you!
What a load of crap.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
We'll do it live!
And that's the way it is.
Only on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Take it away, boys.
Okay.
Another beautiful, fantastic day, overcast, and a lot of rain coming our way. Can't wait.
High today about 60. Right now it's 50.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
A little while back, I brought up this topic of the Pentagon and defense spending. And I thought, oh, what the heck? I'm going to look into this again. And I have to say, there's a little self-promotion here, but I'm only doing it because I'm fascinated by my own stuff. I am.
Well, yeah. I'm glad you just admitted that.
But yeah. You know, if you go to democurmudgeon.blogspot.com and plug in whatever you're looking for since the beginning of this century, all right?
Okay.
2000 and on,
you
will find an amazing...
Collection
of treasures of video, history,
audio,
video, every
articles.
Topic you can think of in politics. It's all there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went in there and I'm looking at the Pentagon and the cost and all the money that's spent. So you know, we're here and we're talking. We were just talking about healthcare. Republicans, MAGAs, basically going after Social Security, right? They want to tear that down and want to make going into retirement an impossible thing for hardworking Americans. I don't know how they can sell that or why anybody would vote for a MAGA at this point because they want to get rid of our retirement. I don't get it. I can't wrap my head around that. But and they whine about the cost of paying off student loans. Oh, you can't do that. It's a distraction, folks.
Mm-hmm.
The MAGAs want to go after the crumbs they've thrown out to the American public working paycheck to paycheck. And they don't want to go after real wasteful spending. And that would be the Pentagon and the military. And I dug up this story in my blog from 2013. The Huffington Post wrote this. The Government Accountability Office said that it could not complete an audit of the federal government. They couldn't complete the audit of the federal government.
Because?
Pointing to serious problems with the Department of Defense.
Yeah.
Along with the Pentagon, the GAO cited the Department of Homeland Security as having problems so significant that it was impossible for investigators to audit it.
Right.
And this is new, you know, Homeland Security after 9/11.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
So... Already.
I think we need to go into the time tunnel to hear the rest of this story.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, why not?
Let's go back there.
Yeah,
okay.
Two American scientists are lost in the swirling maze of past and future ages during the first experiments on America's greatest and most secret project, the time tunnel.
Are you ready, Gordy?
Here we go. I can't take it.
We're spinning into the vortex.
Think of how many millions of dollars the time tunnel actually cost to build. I mean, we don't know.
It's not accounted. Yeah, they're never going to find that.
Uh-uh. Well, you know,
that's why the audit doesn't work, by the way. Time tunnel costs too much.
You know, you and I are old enough to remember Dwight Eisenhower. Remember Eisenhower?
Yeah, sure.
And his big speech when he was leaving office was about the military-industrial complex. Now, this was the guy, you know, he was a general during World War II. Mm-hmm. He was the guy, and got elected president. And he, you know, helped to build the interstate system. I mean, they promoted all of that.
That's spending, wasteful spending, by the way.
But the military-industrial complex was his big thing, and he warned everybody that it's you know, we got to keep an eye on it. We got to keep control of it, because those military contractors have the inside track on all of the military spending.
And so many communities.
And look where we are all these
years. So many communities
later.
Depend on those contractors jobs, and they grow out. Huge Absolutely. Communities depend on them.
Yeah.
And that's the industrial complex itself.
You know, and here we export all these military, jets, all around the world.
So we've gone back
we
in time
money.
Now, into the time tunnel to about 2001.
Okay.
We're sitting in front of a television set right now.
All right.
Watching CBS, a report. Okay.
Okay.
Now
I'm
this,
there. I'm
now
there.
This is the whole thing here.
Yeah.
You've got to hear this. The Department of Defense has a net cost of $800 billion to the federal budget, with the Department of Homeland Security has a net cost of $48.7 billion. Now, let's turn on the old TV set
And
check out what they had to report back in 2001 as we sit here in the time tunnel.
Pentagon, the day before 9/11, Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld declared war, not on foreign terrorists.
The adversary is closer to home. It's the Pentagon bureaucracy.
He said money wasted by the military poses a serious threat.
In fact, it could be said that it's a matter of life and death.
Rumsfeld promised change, but the next day, the world changed. And in the rush to fund the war on terrorism, the war on waste seems to have been forgotten.
My 03 budget calls for more than $48 billion in new defense spending.
More money for the Pentagon when its own auditors admit the military cannot account for 25% of what it already spends.
According to some estimates, we cannot track $2.3 trillion in transactions.
$2.3 trillion, with a T. That's $8,000 for every man, woman, and child in America. To understand how the Pentagon can lose track of trillions, consider the case of one military accountant who tried to find out what happened to a mere $300 million.
We know it's gone, but we don't know what they spent it on.
Jim Minnery, a former Marine turned whistleblower, is risking his job by speaking out for the first time about the millions he noticed were missing from one defense agency's balance sheets. Minnery tried to follow the money trail, even crisscrossing the country looking for records.
The director looked at me and he says, "Why do you care about this stuff?" It took me aback, you know. My supervisor asked me why I care about doing a good job. So.
He was reassigned and says officials then covered up the problem by just writing it off.
They got to cover it up. That's where the corruption comes in. They've got to cover up the fact that they can't do the job.
The Pentagon's inspector general partially substantiated several of Minnery's allegations, but could not prove officials tried to manipulate the financial statements. 20 years ago, Pentagon employee Franklin C. Spinney made headlines exposing what he calls the accounting games. He's still there, and although he does not speak for the Pentagon, he believes the problem has gotten worse.
Those numbers are pie in the sky. The books are cooked routinely year after year after year.
Retired Vice Admiral Jack Shanahan commanded the Navy's Second Fleet the first time Donald Rumsfeld served as Defense Secretary.
With good financial oversight, we could find $48 billion in loose change in that building without having to hit the taxpayer.
In the 2.5 minutes since this report began, the Pentagon has spent nearly $2 million, and it may never know where 25% of those tax dollars went. In Los Angeles, I'm Vince Gonzalez for Eye on America.
So go after Social Security,
Healthcare.
You can look in the Pentagon couches and find a lot of this loose change someplace.
Yeah. Well, we were talking, you know, about Eisenhower and the military-industrial complex, and we've got Dick on the line here who wants to chime in here about another president had something to say about military spending.
All right, Dick.
Dick, go ahead.
What do you got?
Actually, two of them.
Dwight Eisenhower in one of his last speeches, the military-industrial complex.
Right.
But Harry Truman, as a senator, made a name for himself with a big investigation way back in the, I believe, late 30s or early 40s, during the war it might have been. Or anyway, it was about all the waste in the military.
Mm-hmm.
That long ago. I mean, you know, that's 80 years ago.
Right.
In Eisenhower's case, you had the guy that led the whole thing in World War II telling us we're on the wrong path.
Exactly. Yeah. And then
listened.
Listen to this. This is just recent, November 15th, 2023. The Pentagon failed an independent audit of its accounting systems for the sixth consecutive year, a Pentagon official said.
Right.
Yeah. 6 years they've been trying to get the audit.
You know, we're trying to figure out the books. You know, we lost some accounting sheets.
Isn't that something?
There's no oversight.
And they want to cut more social programs.
Yeah.
It's too generous. They're allowing people to go, you know, and retire on the money they put away in Social Security and Medicare. They want to go after that. And they've got the Pentagon. They can't even audit the Pentagon.
Well,
I don't know why. Can they audit the federal government anymore? Because if it held everybody up in 2001, it's got to be worse now.
Well, and if you look at a pie chart of all the budget, I mean, the military is the biggest chunk, right? It's the biggest part of the pie, and they can't audit that.
I think it's like 23 or 24% of the federal budget.
Yeah.
Now, that's big.
And, you know, there's a lot of military contractors all over the country that are going for that money, making the big millions and billions and trillions on all the military equipment that they sell. All the
They want to make it seem like if we go after some of the waste or try to get the audit to work out once,
the
last 6 years they can't do it. If we do that, then we're against the military.
Yeah.
We're against defense. We're against protecting our country.
Yeah.
We're un-American. Mm-hmm. Those are the accusations. If we try to rein in the Pentagon.
Right. Try to keep track of the money that's being spent there.
It's just not working.
No, it's just
not working.
Apparently
folks.
Not. No.
Yeah. Amazing stuff. And again, you can find all the stuff at this incredible site, democurmudgeon.blogspot.com.
You need a better URL. You need a, can't you get a different?
I can't.
Yeah, you can.
Like
you
can tiny URL.
A tiny
something.
URL.
Yeah.
Sam, why don't you help John work on
that? I'll do that.
Curmudgeon, and people don't know how to spell that. I mean,
curmudgeon, a lot of people say crumudgeon.
How in the world did you come up with that name?
It was one of the final choices that I had. I had a lot of better names, but they were all taken already. So I had to end up with Demo Curmudgeon.
Should have gotten into the blogging game sooner, John.
You're right.
Should have, would have, could have. Didn't.
But they we'll do work have, on that. They do have a way, I believe, of linking it to your own web address.
Sure.
But I've never been able to figure that one out.
Sam's got his head in his hands.
Hey, well, look, if you can come up with a way, I will listen.
Let's work on that. Let's make that a project.
We'll workshop it. We'll figure it out.
As long as there aren't any numbers involved.
Hey, the Milwaukee Brewers are taking on the Cincinnati Reds, and it's later this morning. This is one of these rare morning games at 11:35. Yes. You can listen on WRCE at Richland Center. WRJN over in Racine and in Kenosha, also Oshkosh Air Support. You can catch those games on various civic media radio stations.
Fantastic.
Okay.
That sounds great. You know, I want to get to something that, you know, a lot of people believe in climate change, right?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, they do. They believe in climate change.
Yeah, it's happening.
Well, former WWE ring announcer
and
right-wing sports show Outkick personality.
Yeah.
And by the Outkick, by the way, is a right-wing sports network.
Okay.
Anyway, this is Charlie Arnott, and she's talking about climate change. Do we have cut 54 queued up here?
Okay.
This is just an amazing thing. She trashes people who are basically saying, look, I notice climate is really bad now. We've got to do something. Oh, we don't have time, right?
What?
Not quite enough time.
Okay, yeah.
We'll
get to this.
We'll get to this.
A great story. You know, from somebody who should not know anything about climate change, is criticizing people who have noticed climate change, but she's criticizing, well, they didn't know enough about climate change.
Okay. Get to it in a moment. Get to that. Tomorrow we will, because it's Friday, we'll have Rocker in the studio talking about, again, you know, there's a new lineup over the weekends of a Rocker show.
They have two different shows now. Saturday and Sunday are different shows.
Very cool stuff. Yeah. So he'll be in to tell us what's happening this Saturday and Sunday.
And listening to a lot of Wisconsin bands. That's what it's all about. We're promoting that
we
here.
Love to do
we
that.
Wish that would be promoted on every radio station in the state. But we
think it is.
You know, it's a slow process. We're working on it.
Talking about.
Radio WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Your chance to win a distribution deal, be a co-headliner, get discovered, and learn more about the music business is back with Wisconsin Dells Music Summit, May 10th and 11th at the Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells. Our celebrity panelists have worked with great musicians, producers, and artists like Drake, Adam Levine, Rihanna, Usher, Pussycat Dolls, and more. Learn key aspects from top industry professionals as they give once-in-a-lifetime advice to stay on top of the technology, laws, and trends in the music business. This event will include beat battles, ciphers, collective panel discussions, Q&A segments, and breakout rooms for masterclass teachings. You'll want to have your talent ready to share on an MP3, WAV file, or QR code for this resume-building opportunity. Ticket sales on Eventbrite February 1st. Packages include overnight stay at the Chula Vista, water park passes, and admission to the Wisconsin Dells Music Summit May 10th and 11th. Call 608-516-4354 or email wisconsindellsmusicsummit@gmail.com with questions.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Yeah, let's get going here.
Mad Radio WMDX 92.7 FM at 1580 AM. I think the AM is now turned up, isn't it?
We're in critical hours, something like 100, 150 watts.
All right.
Fantastic.
Crank it up.
All right.
We love AM.
And go to the Civic Media app and text us or call us, one or the other, and go to the social media platforms. Mm-hmm. We're also there. The video is there. You can check out our T-shirts and plaid shirts as well.
All stuff. All the good stuff. All right, we're going to get to the WWE ring announcer. Yeah, this is crazy stuff.
I know.
How does the ring announcer for the World Wrestling Organization get into climate change?
She's
stuff?
A guest on Fox News.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well,
so she's in there. I don't know. It's just crazy stuff, right? I mean, she's criticizing. I guess there was like a surfer or something like that. He was appearing in Congress and he was saying, climate change is affecting my sport. I can't do this. This is happening.
Okay.
And Republicans were grilling. Well, don't you know anything about what's going on? I mean, what's the temperature change like? And he says, well, I'm not a scientist. I'm just a surfer. I've noticed that it's affecting my sport. Basically he's just saying, this is what I've noticed and it's affecting my sport. It's different from before.
Right.
And so he's getting criticized for not knowing the numbers and the temperature changes.
It was just
that.
An anecdotal observation.
It was. That's basically it. And he got criticized for it. And of course, Fox News had the jump on that with the former WWE ring announcer criticizing that guy and more. And this is Cut 54. Let's check that. Carly Arnault is the... woman's name.
All right.
The whole discussion about climate change drives me nuts because it does not exist. But the only reason I've come to love it is because of the characters that have gotten themselves involved. I mean, just a couple of weeks ago when I was on the show, we were talking about the snowboarder. Who testified before Congress. Okay. Remember, he was like the guy who was like, oh, bro, like, I think that there's climate change. And he had no idea what he was talking about. That was great. And then Greta Thunberg, who I have grown to be very fond of because she continually makes a mockery of herself. She was arrested not once but twice this past weekend. And now Sunny Hostin throwing her hat in the ring, claiming that these naturally recurring events such as earthquakes, which, by the way, I did my research. The first one was in 1831 BC.
Wow, a lot of research.
Saying that
there.
They stem from climate change or something.
Yeah.
And I know she was just dying when she said something. She wanted to say racism. Dying to say that.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
You know, maybe she wasn't trying to say racism.
Is she saying that the first earthquake ever happened in 1831 BC?
Apparently.
I see. She did her research then.
Well, you know, she may have missed the tectonic plates forming the continents. She might have missed that one.
It's craziness. Fox.
So, yeah, former WWE ring announcer. Talking about climate change not being real, they got the cred. Boy,
is that on the Gutfeld or Gutfeld, whatever the
guy
is?
Yes, it is Gutfeld.
Yeah,
yes,
that's an insane show.
It is.
I can't watch it for more than 5 minutes without completely losing my mind and turning the channel. It's just so out there.
Yeah, every time I see him on there, I think, why is he on TV?
I don't know. It's yeah. It's very, very right leaning. Yeah, very right leaning sort of comedian news. I don't get it. I don't understand it.
I don't either.
Yeah.
But you know what? Maybe that's the point.
I guess so. To have a WWE announcer on something like that, I guess that shows you where the credibility is, or
you don't need to
where
understand
the comedy
it.
Is.
You just need to sit in front of your TV set and watching that stuff and letting it just, you know, get into your brain somehow.
I guess it gets good ratings for Fox viewers.
Well, here's something. Mega politicians are setting us up for not allowing a Democratic victory. Okay. I saw this and I just thought that this is cut 40. This kind of sums it up because we're all expecting, you know, this run up to November and the election happening, and it's a tight race and all of the all the mumbo jumbo. By the way,
looking at polls.
I hate looking at polls. I will not do that. I don't want to do that.
The polls are so wrong so many times.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The horse race, I do not follow the horse race. Mm. But I do follow their commentary. And I think that we're all expecting this election to happen in November and the decision will be made. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking it's not going to be made.
It's going to be chaos.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
We're not going to have a legitimate election.
Mm.
And I think this substantiates it. Let's listen to this particular track.
Congressman, in the last minute, you just said Donald Trump is going to win. If Donald Trump does not win, will you and the rest of the Republicans and the supporters of Donald Trump accept that he did not win and that the fix is not in? Because that's very crucial for us to have fair and safe elections.
If the elections are fair and safe, I always support the result of the election. If they are not, I have concerns. And the bottom line is, I don't think...
So if Trump wins, it's fair. If Biden wins, it's not fair. Is that what you're saying, Congressman?
No, Arthel, that's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is I don't even think about him not winning because in my mind and many Americans' minds, including middle-of-the-road independents and Democrats, the future of our nation and of the republic is at risk. This is not about saving the Republican Party. This is about saving the republic.
There you go. So that's his reasoning. That's his logic because that's the only way he can say it wasn't fair. If Trump loses the election, because he should have won it, and they've got to save the republic, that's it. And I think this is the logic. This is the reasoning. We're going to hear this
they're setting
particular
it all up for that.
Statement over and over and over again. You know, this is that crucial in election, and it is, but it's the other way. You know, we want to save democracy.
What exactly are they trying to save the United States from? Because Biden is in office right now.
Whoa.
Are things really oh so terrible right now?
Well, they've created
a
different.
Save
yeah,
us.
They've created a different world.
Yeah, reality, an alternate reality.
It is. They're in this alternate reality. The reality is here where everything is kind of rushing ahead. You know, inflation's up just a little bit, but it's going to fluctuate. The point is that the economy is roaring and rip roaring ahead.
Yeah.
And Trump wants to win so he can jump on that bandwagon and said it's all because of him.
Stock market is higher better than it's ever been.
Right.
Yeah. Things are going well economically. Yeah.
Well, oh, there's the music. Oh,
you're fading in here. Yes. That means we're going to be fading out for 22 hours, but then we'll be back tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., bright and early. And we'll have Rocker in the studio tomorrow.
We will, yes.
Talking about the Max Inc. lineup for the weekend, the Saturday and Sunday show. And a whole lot of more fun stuff because it's Fun Friday, right?
Oh, it is.
It's
fun
not
Friday.
Dumpster
it's
Friday.
Not dumpster not fire
yet.
Friday.
Although we've got plenty of stuff, we could do that.
We're going to take out the trash.
Have a great day.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Tune in to the Thursday edition of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We're counting down to the weekend. We're counting down to the first criminal trial of Donald Trump. Devil's Advocates Radio.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Oaf for the big game. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Justice Department says from now on, guns will be sold the same way no matter where you buy them. Clarification.